For example, PFD certain care today's date is 04/17/2025. Dictation is for Miss Angela Jensen. Jensen spells J-E-N-S-E-N. Angela spells A-N-G-E-L-A. Date of birth is 03/21/1964. This is a 61-year-old female, A, with pressure behind her eyes and her cheeks and her ethmoid sinus area, period. She said this has been going on for approximately 2 weeks or more. She said she's been receiving her allergy shots from her allergy doctor with no relief, period. Patients say that she decided to come in because she's now having chills, body aches, and she's having green sputum from her, green sputum whenever she coughs, and also green sputum from her nose, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems, patient report nasal congestion. Next paragraph, she report chills, myalgia, body aches. Next paragraph. She denies vomiting, diarrhea, denies weight loss. Patient says she does not want to be checked for COVID, flu, or strep, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% at room air. Blood pressure is 130 over 83. Pulse 75. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.6. Next paragraph, face, tender maxillary and frontal sinuses. Tender ethmoid sinuses. Next paragraph, nose, green discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates. Next paragraph, throat, no erythema, no edema, no exudate, uvulus, midline, and mobile. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, no palpable or tender nodes, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, or vesicles, or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, and 3, cranial nerves, 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions and normal, mood and effect and normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute sinusitis, and number 2 is acute rhinitis. Number 3 is chills. Number 4 is myalgia. In a clinic today, patient, let's go back to review system. Patient also complained of foul smelling urine and says she has a cottage cheese like discharge from a vagina, period. She says she's experiencing some burnings and itching in her vaginal region, period. And she indicated that she has not checked her, do her finger stick for her glucose in several days, period. Next part, please go back to assessment and plan. In a clinic today, we did a urinalysis. Urinalysis was positive for trace blood. Nitrite and leukocyte esterase were negative, period. Next paragraph. Patient's blood glucose was checked by a finger stick. It was 104. Next paragraph. A patient received the following in the clinic today. Rocephin, 1 gram IM. Dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. She was observed in the clinic for approximately 15 to 20 minutes. Then reevaluated, she report improvement. She was sent home with the following: amoxicillin 875 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 10 days. Number 20, next medication, Allegra 180 milligrams, 1 PO every morning. Number 30, next medication, Diflucan 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 2 days. Number 2, she was given the opportunity to ask questions. It says she has none. End of dictation. Patient was also advised to increase fluids to avoid sugary beverages and sugary substances that could impact her glucose level. She says she understands and will comply. End of dictation.